These are books you can't get anywhere else in person. All indie authors.
I've already started on a tree for a fairy tale section.
We're going to try and collect all the seeds and package them and either do seed swaps at the store or sales.
It's going to be featuring children's book authors. We're hoping to get people from the community to talk about dogs in the community.
The plans are just amazing, things we're going to do. May 6th is the grand opening. Everybody's welcome to come and see what we're all about. It will be from 11 to 4, and the mayor will be here to cut the ribbon and get us started, and everyone's invited.
Pipe and Thimble Publishing on Narbonne Avenue in Lomita is unlike any other bookstore you're ever going to see. Technically, what Pipe and Thimble is both a small press and Southern California's first all-independent bookstore, stocking only books by indie authors. But there's quite a lot more to it than that. Anybody visiting would probably come away describing it as magical.
Everything we do at Pipe and Thimble Publishing is inspired by the way my parents would do business and my parents would interact with people.
Proprietors Barbara and Ellie Lieberman are themselves independent authors with a total of more than 17 of their own titles published between them and counting. And the whole idea behind Pipe and Thimble is to create a space where artists and authors are treated with respect and kindness. Barb says they came up with the name Pipe and Thimble in tribute to her parents, with the pipe representing her father and the thimble her mom. And to say that the environment is a welcoming one is an understatement. A visit to the store in March, as Barb and Ellie were getting everything ready for their May 6th grand opening, revealed a patio garden that was already flourishing. Barb, tell me about that peace rose, please.
The showcase piece in my backyard growing up was a peace rose. So everywhere I've ever lived since then, I've planted a peace rose. So right by the front door of our new shop is a beautiful peace rose that's growing in memory and honor of my parents. And everything we do at Pipe and Thimble Publishing is inspired by the way my parents would do business and my parents would interact with people.
I read about your parents a little bit in your latest book. Wow, your dad and your mom were amazing.
Yes, absolutely, and miss them more every day, but feel them so strongly in this endeavor. So it's really a way to bring them forward and keep them alive.
Amazing seems to be hereditary. What have we got over here?
Start of a garden. We're going to plant and grow from seed, from cuttings. We're going to have herbs. We have nasturtiums now that the hummingbirds are loving. We're going to try and collect all the seeds and package them and either do seed swaps at the store or sales. We want to have all kinds of information for people on how to start their own gardens, whether it's containers or backyards.
Cool stuff. Now, May 6th is what you said to me.
Yes.
Opening day for Pipe and Thimble.
Yes.
I walk in on May 6th. I'll get to actually do this, hopefully, Lord willing. But what do I see? Take me there now in your imagination.
You walk into a beautiful, eclectic display of books from authors you've probably never heard of. These are books you can't get anywhere else in person, all indie authors. And it's an opportunity for indie authors to see their books on a shelf and be promoted in a way that they're not normally promoted. And we're going to build unique displays that attract you to them by genre, by age group. Everything is going to be movable, so every time you come, it's going to be different, and even the art on the walls is going to change.
You could have more darn fun with this as an artist.
Oh my God, and Ellie is, you know, the plans are just amazing, things we're going to do, and like I said to you earlier, we've been pulling things out, so now the fun stuff begins with the actual painting on the walls and making things happen.
Ellie, you said, oh yeah, when Barb said that about all the fixing up. What do you have in your creative mind that you're going to start doing, getting that paintbrush and everything out?
Well, I've already started on a tree for a fairy tale section. We're going to make it look like Ravenwood's garden from The Treasure of Ravenwood, and we already have a bunch of fairy tale books and mythology books to go in that section. I've already also started on a wall of waves to be seen as the ocean, where we have a beautiful boat shelf unit that is going to go up on the wall there. And we have ideas for a steampunk section with clocks and gears, exposed brick. Right near the front is going to be a beautiful wisteria and lilac area with fake flowers as well as paint as well.
Can we say imagination takes wing and explodes here?
Oh, yeah. And our goal is to capture the idea that reading is magical. So when you step foot into the bookstore, you're going to be transported into a magical world.
Wow. I cannot wait to see this. What's been most fun for you as an artist so far? What's been most fun as an author?
Oh, wow. Most fun as an artist is probably painting on the walls.
Just like Mom probably told you. You didn't tell her not to do that when she was a kid, did you?
No.
Painted all
the
time.
But she did that too, so.
Well, shame on you, and I'm really glad that you did. And what was most fun as an author?
Oh, as an author, it's really cool to see all these different books and to explore these different authors and everything like that.
Barb and Ellie say that besides the book signings they have coming up with their first one on May 13th, they're also going to have community events such as their Victory Garden Party on July 9th, and classes featuring some local business people.
Local personal chefs or local catering services that are small business. We love supporting women-owned business. So we would be probably more apt to invite someone like that to come to an event. We want to have a personal chef come and do straight from the garden for the Victory Garden Party. And we have a catering business run out of the Kiwanis Club. So we want to invite the owner of that to participate too, to promote them as well as promoting us.
Ellie says the speaking events will start with a natural health series in June.
Plus we have the Dog Days of Summer, which is going on all throughout July as well.
And this promises to be a fun one for summer vacation.
Actually, it's going to be featuring children's book authors. We're hoping to get people from the community to talk about dogs in the community, whether it's dogs in the military or dogs and agility and that kind of stuff, as well as hoping to work with shelters and maybe even some local rescues.
Oh, I love that. Barb, how did this come about? How did you come to say, okay, I'm doing this, and start Piping Thimble?
It's really hard to be an indie author, and it's made more difficult by stores not carrying indie authors' books. And we've had some experiences that led us to get frustrated, and wanting to be part of the whole bookstore scene in the South Bay is really, really difficult and very expensive. So as independent authors, we wanted to create a place where that wasn't the case. So we wanted to be the first indie-only bookstore. We invite our authors to send us books. We work on consignment, small press or self-published, and we display their books face out. They don't pay a shelf fee. We allow them to come and have signing events and author events. And again, it's just a straight consignment. It's not an extra fee to do that. But we will promote them and their events. In addition to that, if we do Dog Days of Summer, anything related to dogs will be front and center. The books will be pulled forward. If we do the Victory Garden Party, anything having to do with plants, cooking, or the 40s gets pulled forward and promoted as linked up to that. We're creating special themes for the months with special hashtags so the authors can share that, and we promote them on Twitter and on Facebook, as well as in our own local press. We'll be doing press releases. And so it's just giving indie authors a leg up, and doing it here in the community and using community type events, we're hoping to bring people in who might not come in not knowing the authors. It's hard if you don't, you know, we don't carry Stephen King. We don't carry Diana Gabaldon. But we have books that are similar in storyline or similar in genre. And we want to get people to meet these amazing authors who work so hard at writing these phenomenal stories and doing everything themselves that you would get done by a big six publisher.
And in fact, as an indie business person, I'm very well familiar with that, as are you.
Exactly.
We're both up against a pretty major obstacle. It's magical, it's exciting, and it sounds wonderful for Pipe and Thimble, but you're going up against the biggies. How do you anticipate, although you're a pretty good monster slayer, how do you anticipate winning that?
I like a challenge. I think it's going to be the idea of building a community around the store. We already have people stopping by going, what is this going to be? We already have people excited that this building is open and beautiful and growing. And so the idea is not just bringing people in because they want to see the books, but bringing them in for other things, and they'll see the books. Because once you see the book and you touch it and you pick it up, they're going to fall in love with them. So it's not just sitting here promoting individual books, which we will do, but we're going to hold classes. We're going to have makers from around the South Bay come in and hold classes, and people will see the books. We're going to have the Natural Health Series, which is four speakers on four different weekends in June, to talk about natural health approaches, and they'll see the books. So anytime we hold an event here, there will be books. And it's bringing people in that way, as well as building it as a place where people just want to go and see what we're doing next. In addition to that, what we touched on a little bit on the artwork, you know, there may be bricks on the wall. There may be a blank black space where there's a brick missing. And each time you come, there may be a different little thing peeking out of the brick hole. We have fairy doors that will be scattered throughout the store, including at least one that when you open the door, it's different every time you come. So we want to make it a place you want to see what's changed and you want to see what's new. But every time you do that, there's books, and they'll see the books.
And in addition to being authors, Barb and Ellie are very talented artists, and they've come up with something special for their new store. Ellie, I would like to ask you about the Pipe and Thimble Bears. How'd you create those?
Actually, my mom created those. They are miniaturized bears, and I'm just kind of doing the miniatures to go along with the scenes.
What do you make that go with them?
It depends on the bear and the theme of them. Let's see. We've done a Cinderella bear recently where I got to make little mice, and that was a lot of fun.
That's cute.
Adorable. I want one.
How do people get in touch with you to submit their books, to find out about the events, or just to say, what a cool idea?
We have a Facebook page, Pipe and Thimble Publishing. We have a website, pipeandthimble.com. Our Gmail is pipeandthimble@gmail.com, and that's pretty much it right now. As far as submitting manuscripts, we're not taking right now because we're focusing on the store and we have a backlog. So we take a lot of time with every book. We provide all of the editing, all of the formatting, everything that goes into it when we take an author on. It doesn't cost them anything. It's not a vanity press. We actually provide all the services and edit, you know, a publishing house would. So we take a lot of time with each book. So right now we're not accepting manuscripts. However, small press and indie authors are free to get in touch with us through our Gmail account, and we will send them the paperwork for them to send us their books on consignment.
This is great. Thank you both for your time. As I wrap up, is there anything at all that I have not asked you about Pipe and Thimble that you'd love to tell me?
Just that May 6th is the grand opening. Everybody's welcome to come and see what we're all about. It will be from 11 to 4, and the mayor will be here to cut the ribbon and get us started, and everyone's invited.
You and I have been listening to Barbara and Ellie Lieberman, authors, artists, and proprietors of the new all-independent author bookstore, Pipe and Thimble, now open in Lomita. If you're in the Southern California area, stop by Pipe and Thimble, located on Narbonne Avenue near 250th Street, or check them out on Facebook. Facebook.com/Pipe and Thimble Publishing. That's Facebook.com/Pipe and Thimble Publishing.